Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
I hate it.
Edith, call up the lodge. Tell him I ain't gonna play in that show tonight.
Lodge, here you are. Calm down. I made you a nice cup of tea.
The tea awake me. It gives me gas. Edith, if I have to do that show tonight, it's gonna be the first time in my life I vomit in public. It's true, Edith, it's true. Now, listen, Barney Hefner and Ed Bradley are coming over in a few minutes to pick me up now. We got to tell them, see, that I'm having my tonsils out.
You told them that 2 years ago when they wanted you to go door to door selling lemon pies for Law and Order.
You're so ashamed of them runny pies. Think of something, will you? What about a hangnail, maybe? Oh, listen, did we ever use up my gallbladder on anything?
Gee, I can't lie about your gallbladder.
What the hell is so sacred about a gallbladder?
Edith, the trouble with you is you can't lie about nothing.
Oh, Archie, lying ain't never no good for fixing things.
Lying is a terrific way of fixing things. The top men in the country fix things like that every day.
Now listen, Edith, you don't want to do that, but you got to remember one thing. When you married me, you promised to love, honor, and obey me.
Oh, you're the one that wanted the word obey, and I wanted to cherish you.
Well, Edith, well, go ahead and start cherishing me. Sock in a good life, will you? Now, there you are. Now, remember, cherish me, Edith, huh?
Oh. Shut up and cherish me. Cherish me.
Evening, Mrs. Bunker. It's me, Ed Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Come in, Mr. Bradley.
Thanks.
Oh, sit down. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. You're the president of the lodge.
Not the president. They call me the Grand Potentate of the Royal Brotherhood of the Kings of Queens.
Oh, but you still kill cockroaches for a
Sure. Our secret knock. That's Barney.
Oh. Well, shut my mouth if it ain't Miss Scarlet old Bunker.
Barney Hefner, is that you under there?
It ain't a Reverend Ike. Let's get this minstrel show on the road. Where's my partner, Rastus?
Rastus?
Yeah, Rastus Bunker.
Oh, Archie.
Yeah.
Don't feel too good.
Edith, is that the doctor down there?
No, it's Mr. Bradley and Barney.
Oh, gee, what a surprise. I never expected them. Did you tell them how sick I am?
Good.
What's he claim he got this time?
Oh, I don't know. But it's something that's going around.
Hey, Edith, I'm in trouble up here. Ain't you got nothing to bind me?
I knew he'd pull this. He's been trying to weasel out for 3 days now.
Right. Hey, Edith, you better go up and talk to him. Because we ain't got anybody else fat enough to fit his costume.
Hey, Edith,
having trouble here. I need another room.
It's in the cabinet.
What?
In the cabinet. On your right if you're sitting down. And on your left if you're standing up.
Thank you, dear.
The little man from Tidy Bowl wouldn't last long around here.
Look, Arch, I'm telling you right now, if you don't show up tonight at our next meeting, I'm going to bring up a motion to have you kicked out of the lodge.
Hey, don't do that, Bonnie. Hey, wait a minute. Before you do anything rash and lousy, Bonnie, get away from there, will you?
Wait a minute. Am I going to have to look like this?
It's your traditional blackface.
Did you just put that on at home?
Yeah.
Why?
We like it.
Listen, I ain't going to do that minstrel show.
What?
I'm too sick. Think of the lodge. Think of the audience there. I'm full of germs. I'll be spraying germs all over your nears and dears. I shouldn't even be standing next to you right now. Edith, call a doctor, huh?
Let me write that.
Knock it off. You were trying to get out of the show all week.
Ugh. All you got is a little stage fright, pal.
Listen.
You can't back out now. The show goes on in 2 hours.
Yeah, we got nobody to replace you.
Fellas, if I get up on that stage, I'm going to turn green and die.
I'm going to level with you. You let the lodge down, we're going to vote you out.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Vote me out. A charter member there, one of the best members, never missed a meeting, never missed his dues, never broke a rule, never showed the secret sacred handshake to nobody
except me. It was all right. It was in bed.
Shut up.
Under the cover. And the lights was out.
You showed her the secret handshake to your wife?
You showed it to a topless waitress in Mineola.
She showed me. I showed her.
Don't listen to me.
Listen, Arch, you get kicked out of the lodge, you're going to lose all your benefits.
Wait, like your life insurance policy
with a cash value of $90.
And your burial plot with perpetual care.
Right, where you get weeded twice a year.
You lose that, Arch, Edith won't be able to find you for the crabgrass.
Arch, it's up to you, pal. Either you do the show or... you're out of the lodge.
You see this, Edith, and you wouldn't lie for me.
Somebody to replace him? He's really scared.
Yeah.
You ain't no friends of Archie.
No, wait a minute. I ain't going to stand here and listen to that about my friends here. These are two of the most wonderful guys in the world. They're my lodge brothers here. Edith, get over here. Watch what you say. What do you want to do? Get me kicked out of the lodge. It means everything. The lodge is with you all through your life, right to the end. Hey, you remember when Porky Winkleheimer died way up there in the Bronx? You remember the turnout from the lodge? 200 guys. Guys went way up to the cemetery to see him planted up there. And nobody even liked him.
But then you're going to have to do the show.
No, I don't want to do the show.
What do you say, Arch? It's getting late, and you ain't even got your costume and makeup on.
Wait a minute, guys. Now, let me give you the truth. Now, Arch Brothers, I can tell you the truth. I'm a scared to go up in front of the audience for fear they boo me.
Oh.
I don't think I'm going to get no laughs.
What are you talking about? Last rehearsal, you had us all rolling in the aisles laughing.
Yeah. Yes, we're all drunk. You would have laughed at a burning hotel.
When you stop worrying, Arch, you're going to get laughs. No, the jokes are dynamite. Have you tried them out on Edith?
No, I'm ashamed.
Then get over to the piano. Edith, you sit there with him. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do part of the routine, see? If Edith laughs, then you do the show. Is that fair?
I don't want to.
Yeah, come on.
Read it.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Now, you get a 4-bar intro. The curtain goes up, and boys, you're on.
By the lights of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. To my honey I'll groan, love's tune.
Hey, Mr. Bones.
Yeah, Rastus? What do I get when I cross a parrot with a tiger?
I don't know, Rastus. What do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
I don't know either, but when it talks, I listen.
See, that wasn't a laugh. She's joking on something there.
All right, come on.
Let's keep going.
Oh, honeymoon. Keep her shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
Hey there, Rastus.
Yeah?
Whatever happened to that brother of yours who swallowed all them firecrackers?
We don't know. We're still waiting to hear the last report.
Hey, Zip, see? Zip.
Come on, now, Edith, be fair. If you're going to laugh, laugh. Let it out.
That wasn't a laugh. It was just a big sneeze. Here, wipe your dress off.
Let's keep going.
All right, Mr. Bones.
Yeah, yeah, Rastus.
I'm going up to Alaska next weekend to play polo.
Who are you going to play polo with in Alaska?
With the polo bears.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at Archie. I was laughing at Mike.
You know, Edith, you are dingbatting 1,000 tonight. Don't laugh at nothing to nobody. Go in the kitchen and make coffee or something like that, huh?
Ma, here's your casserole.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I don't believe you guys. You're actually going to put on a minstrel show in this day and age? You ought to get great reviews from the Ku Klux Klan. This is the worst kind of bigotry.
What are you bigotry talking about?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold. The boy is right.
What?
Yes, he is. He is absolutely right. Now, this is a bad thing we're doing. That ain't nice there, dressing up like that and making fun of the colored people. No, Archie Bunker ain't going to do that. He ain't going to get up on a stage and make fun of people that he liked and admired all his life.
Do you want something?
We ain't trying to make fun of anybody. We just want to dress up like college.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
You guys are a pack of racists.
Yeah, that's what you are, Barney. That's what you look
what
like.
What are you talking about?
Arch, how can you be in a lodge like this?
He's practically out of it now.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, you were talking good there for a minute, but you went too far. Now, these are my lodge brothers who I love here.
And there ain't nothing wrong with minstrel shows.
No, hey, that's right, there ain't. You know, that goes way back to minstrel show into U.S. history. That comes back to your carefree days of slavery. Yeah. Yeah, don't look like that. That's part of your whole American heresy.
Arch, doesn't it bother you that black people are offended at a show like this?
They ain't gonna see this show. They ain't allowed in.
I just figured out why our baby is 2 weeks late.
Huh?
He's in no hurry to meet his grandfather.
Get away! And don't bother no casseroles no more.
Congratulations, Arch. Oh, the way you're stuck up for the lodge.
Oh, well, hey, listen, you know. Hey!
May I say right now, Brother Bunker, that if I croak before you do, I would be honored to have you as one of my pallbearers.
Oh, hey, Barney, it'll be a pleasure.
And you're gonna do the show,
no,
right?
No, no, come on. Hey, wait, I can't do it. I don't
mean to. Oh, they've gone.
Oh, my God.
Archie, where are you going?
I am going upstairs.
What's the matter?
The next flush you hear is the real thingy.
Oh, yeah, and before the antipasto, we'd like 2 glasses of your best house wine.
Of course. When do you expect the baby?
Oh, it's 2 weeks late.
But more de Dio, I have to hurry.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
Do you know how much I love you?
How much?
As much as there are leaves on the trees.
The trees are bare, Michael. It's the dead of winter.
Make it snowflakes. Hey, honey. You remember the first time we ever went out?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a lovely night? Remember what the band was playing?
Sure, who could forget?
Oh, say.
Yeah, it was a great ball game.
Yeah, you tried to score before the Mets did.
This may be the last time we're together as just a twosome.
I've been a twosome for 9 months.
Honey, I'm serious. You know, our lives are going to be completely different.
Yeah.
Our very best county. Compliments of the house.
Oh, thank you very much. That's
Auguri.
Nice.
Auguri.
A toast.
Wait a minute. Very interesting. Impertinent and yet baroque. Somehow bold and yet saucy.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive and yet naive.
Laura, you're being silly.
Silly and yet sensible.
I want to make a toast.
Pumpernickel and yet whole wheat.
I'm trying to tell you I love you.
I, my wife, I love her.
To you, most beautiful girl in the world, girl who changed my life.
And to the man who changed mine.
And to the baby who's going to change both of our lives.
And to the years we're going to spend changing the baby.
You like the wine, huh?
Not oof for the wine. Oof for the baby.
Oh, yeah, you mean he kicked you?
Not exactly.
What exactly?
Oh, I didn't want to spoil our evening together. But I guess I better tell you. I just had another contraction.
Had another contraction? That means that you had one. When did you have the first one?
About 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes. Let me see. 20 minutes would mean that the contractions are coming...
About 20 minutes apart.
Right. Okay. All right. We just... We're calm. I'm going to call a doctor to alert the hospital and get a cab. Wait a check, please!
Wait a minute. With the first baby, we've got plenty of time.
Honey, I feel a lot better if we left now. I mean, you never know what could happen. The cab could break down on the highway. It could run out of gas.
Here we are, antipasto speciale.
No, we can't. Cancel a dinner. My wife just went into labor. We got to get to the hospital. Come on, honey, let's get up. Come on. All right, well, put down the cheese, will you? Here we go. Okay, one, two, three. There we go. Let me leave a little bit something for him. Okay, now you call a doctor, and I'll call the hospital, all right?
No, honey. I'll call Dr. Shapiro, and he'll alert the hospital. I want you to call Mom and Daddy. I want him to be there.
Okay, I call Mom and Dad. Wait, I don't have any change.
I don't either.
I need this money, dear. Take a few cents there. Let me have this. Grazie.
Prego.
Yeah, she sure is. Okay. Here you go, honey. Here's a couple of dimes. I call Dr. Shapiro.
No, honey. I'm calling Dr. Shapiro. You're calling Mom and Daddy.
Mom and Dad, right. Wait, I don't know the number. I don't know the number. Wait, I know the number.
No, honey, they're not home. They're at the lodge.
I don't know the number.
Well, look it up.
Why don't you don't know a number? You look it up in a phone book. Anybody knows that. But just look it right up in the phone book where you find it. Kings of Queens. Kings of Queens Lodge. Kings of Queens.
Please calm down. You're getting so upset, you're going to get me upset.
Don't be upset. I'm fine. You're fine. Dr. Shapiro's fine. Mom and Dad are fine. The baby's fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody's happy. Here we go, kid. There we go. 555-4378. What are you standing there? What are you standing there? Get in the phone booth and make a call. 555-4378. What is it? 555-4378. 555-4378. Damn door. 555-4378. Here we go.
5, 5, 5, 5, 4, 3, 7, 8. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this the Kings of Queens Lodge? I want to talk to a Mr. Archie Bunker. He's in the minstrel show. He's one of the guys wearing blackface. Don't tell me they all look alike. Just find him. Wait a second. Give a message to a Mrs. Edith Bunker. No, she's in white face. It's her own face that she's in. She's sitting in the audience. Just tell her that Gloria is going to have a baby, and we're on our way to the hospital. Meet us there. Okay? Good. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Michael?
Yeah, honey. What's the matter? You all right?
Yeah. Just promise me you won't panic.
Honey, I never panic. What's the matter?
Get your ear a little closer to the glass.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, honey. What is it?
The door won't open. I'm stuck in here.
Honey, you're not stuck. These doors, they're a little bit sticky. They can be opened. There is no problem. Believe me.
Okay.
Just trust me.
She's stuck! My whole family is stuck in a phone booth! Wait up, help me!
The joint is packed to the rafters. There must be 400 people out there.
Hey, where's Archie? Ain't he showed up yet?
Yeah, he's back in the toilet putting on his makeup.
Ah, what are you looking at?
It's your color, Raj.
Oh, listen. This here is every nightmare I ever had come true.
Yeah, but you didn't let us down, and that's what counts.
I know, but look at me. I'm as nervous as a hooker in a cathedral. And under all this black, my face is white as your coat there.
Archie, Mike, just cool from the rest of our glorious having the baby.
Edith, that's Archie over there.
Oh, excuse me. Mike just called from the restaurant.
I heard all that while he was kissing Barney. Get yourself together. What do you mean she's having a baby in the restaurant?
No, Mike called for the restaurant, and they're going down to the hospital, and we got to get down there.
Oh,
right away.
She's having a baby. Oh, well, that's it, fellas. I got to go to the hospital.
Arch, we got a show to do.
Oh, no, you guys got a show to do. I got to be a grandfather. Now, I went into this the best one in the world, as you know, but I got to get to that hospital, guys.
Now, look, Arch, first things first, you're going to have a lot of grandchildren, but this is a big show.
Really big show.
Oh, no argument, fellas. Just give me the cold cream to get the junk off the face here.
Listen, you're not using mine, that's like...
You ain't using mine either.
And you're out of the lodge.
I want to hell with you guys, and the lodge, too. Who wants to be a member of a lodge with only one toilet with a seat that pinches you? Stop yelling at me. What is this here? What is this? A fish there. Open up this roll of paper, huh? Oh, a rubber chicken. Here, I got it. Hold the mirror for me while I get the cold cream and get it.
Come on, will you help me up, please? It took you 20 minutes to get here. Did you get the thing open?
Hello? Yes, doctor, I'm still in here. Oh, contractions are about 10 minutes apart. That's the doctor, honey. No, I don't think the phone booth will fit in an ambulance.
Can't you hurry up? What are you looking at? Haven't you ever seen a person in a phone booth before?
Come on.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.